Here's the latest from ValleySportsRadio.com. I'm Craig Orndorff. Stover Funeral Home and Crematory has been a part of Strasburg, Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley since 1878. Stover Funeral Home takes great pride in caring for their families and works tirelessly to provide you with a beautiful, lasting tribute to your loved one. Having the only on-site crematory in Shenandoah County, Stover Funeral Home and Crematory gives peace of mind in knowing your loved one never leaves their care throughout the entire time of caring for your family. While honoring your loved one is their top priority, Stover also helps families by providing a wide range of resources and guidance, not only today, but in the weeks and months to come. It's truly our family serving your family for over 145 years. Stover Funeral Home, 177 North Holiday Street, 540-465-5101. The Strasburg Rams are the state Class II football champions. On Saturday in Salem, they defeated Glenver 49-27 to win their first ever football state title. The Rams were taking on an undefeated Highlander squad that was averaging nearly 42 points a game while allowing just 5 per contest. The Glenver defense posted 6 shutouts during the season, but most of the attention was focused on their offense, led by one of the most prolific passers in VHSL history, Brody Doyot. The UNC Charlotte signee holds the career passing touchdown record. In the week leading up to the championship game, most of the talk was about how the Rams would defend a high-powered offense, when as it turned out, the question should have been, could Glenver stop the Rams' potent rushing attack? And as it turned out, the answer was a resounding no. Well, early in Saturday's game, Strasburg's defense made the first big play. Pablo Mora intercepted a Doyot pass to stop their first drive. But Glenver owned the rest of the first quarter thanks to Strasburg mistakes. On their first two series, it was business as usual, with the Rams steadily moving the ball against Glenver. But both times they coughed the ball up in Highlander territory, once in the red zone. And Glenver capitalized both times, responding with TDs after both turnovers. And Glenver was ahead 12-0. So just like in last year's championship game, the Rams were down by 2 scores in the first period. But this time around, they bounced back, and with authority. Strasburg would score on their next 5 drives to take control of the game. And they went right to work in the second quarter. A 77-yard drive capped by Brady Knight's 8-yard run got them on the board. The defense got a 3-and-out, and the offense was back on the field and in the end zone again, taking advantage of a short field, and Quincy Williams hit pay dirt from 6 yards out with just under 4 minutes to play in the first half, and Strasburg was on top for good. Then the very first play for Glenver after the kickoff, Williams came through on defense, an interception, returning it to the Highlander 18, and 2 plays later, Lincoln Bosworth scored from 10 yards out. That made it 21-12. Glenver did respond, scoring a touchdown with 29 seconds to go in the second quarter, and that made it a 21-19 game at the half. The Rams got the ball to start the third quarter, and Quincy Williams nearly ran back the kickoff for a score, but he set them up in Glenver territory, and it took only 5 plays for the Rams to get into the end zone as the offensive line just punished the Glenver defense, opening up big lanes for the Strasburg backs. And it was Brady Knight scoring again, a minute and 35 into the third quarter from 5 yards out to make it 28-19. On Glenver's first drive of the third quarter, another 3-and-out by the Rams D, and the offense just chugged away. Bosworth streaked into the end zone from 23 yards out to make it 35-19 with 4.5 to go in the third. And then the defense got on the scoreboard. After a completed pass, Braden Huff stripped the ball from the receiver. It was scooped up by Quincy Williams, and he ran it back untouched, 58 yards for a touchdown, and the Rams were rolling 42-19 late third quarter. The Highlanders did respond quickly and found the end zone with under a minute to go in the third period on Brody Doyot's pass to Trey Doyot. They got the 2-point conversion to make it a 15-point game. The Rams went 3-and-out on their next drive. Then the last glimmer of hope for the Highlanders came on 4th-and-13 from their own 42 when Brody Doyot heaved a long pass attempt to Trey Doyot, who had gotten behind the secondary, but he couldn't make a diving catch around the 10-yard line. So Strasburg took over at the Glenver 42 and cashed in one final time with 3:15 to play as Braden Huff took it in on a 2-yard quarterback sneak to make the final margin 49-27. Strasburg rushed for 361 yards for the game on 59 plays, and it was Quincy Williams carrying the ball 20 times for 135 yards and unofficially fell just 2 yards short of 2,000 for the season. But his one rushing touchdown gave him 26 for the year. Lincoln Bosworth, 17 carries for 118 yards, and just missing the century mark, 99 yards on 17 carries. The 361 yards on the ground was just too short of their season average. Strasburg knew on defense they were going to give up some points and some yardage, as Doyant was 28 of 43 through the air for 248 yards, but the Rams had a good game plan. Put as much pressure on Doyant as possible, get him moving around, and keep the Highlander receivers in front of them. And it paid off. Just about all of his passes were short ones. He only had two completions more than 20 yards, and most of those yards came after the reception. Doyant only averaged 5.8 yards per attempted pass. Also, Doyant had only thrown four interceptions this season, but the Rams picked him off twice on Saturday. Doyant did add to his accolades. The 28 completions is a state playoff record for a single game. But on Saturday, the Rams were better on both sides of the ball. The Strasburg football program no longer runner-ups. After coming up empty five times, they capture the 2025 Class II championship on Saturday. Again, the final score, 49-27 over Glenver. And that's the latest from ValleySportsRadio.com. I'm Craig Orndorff.